Wake up, America. It's time to talk about Glucerna on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are one of our regular listeners, we love you, and we love that you are on this journey with us. And if you're a first-time listener, we welcome you, and we thank each and every one of you for taking the time to hang out with us this week for about 12, 15 minutes.
Thank you for specifying how long these podcasts are, Dr. Cruz.
Well, you know, it means a lot to us that you take the time. We know everyone is very busy, and so
got a lot to say in 12 to 15 minutes, okay?
That's right. So let's go.
All right, let's get to it.
All right. So Glucerna.
Glucerna.
So what is Glucerna?
First of all, this one came up while we were on our trip recently where we were watching commercials, which who watches commercials these
days?
We did. We were watching commercials. And a Glucerna commercial popped up, and I basically looked in you and said, we got to do a podcast on Glucerna.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So Glucerna is, it's just another beverage that's for like a meal supplement beverage.
A meal replacement.
And so it's actually, I think, been around for a long time. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. And I know that we've talked about other meal replacement beverages like Ensure, mm-hmm. but I don't think we've talked about Glucerna. It's called Glucerna, the original shake. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there's many different flavors that they have of it. So, you know, it's just another beverage that basically...
I've read the backs of every single one of these.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Just full of a lot of not so great ingredients, okay?
And the thing is that doctors are telling their patients to buy this stuff and drink it. And I think that's the big problem.
Defense to doctors.
I know. They don't know any better.
We were not taught. We don't know. We didn't know. I mean, now I know better. But back in the day, even when I was telling patients, hey, listen, you're losing too much weight or, you know, whatever, you need to get on some Ensure, you need to get on Glucerna. I didn't know any better. Mm-hmm. Okay. I did not know any better. And so this is what we're trying to do is educate, you know, everybody, the public, educate providers, healthcare. I mean, I think that there's a lot of information out there that a lot of us are not aware of. I didn't know that it was important to look at the ingredients. You know, I was always focused on the calories and how much protein is in there and how much sugar. And so that was what we were always focused on. However, if you look at the ingredients, you're going to learn a lot mm-hmm. about beverages that you're drinking, about foods that you're eating, and it's so important to look at the ingredients. If you look at the ingredients for this,
for Glucerna,
yeah, it's pretty scary. Yeah. I mean, there are, I don't know, Tina, did you count?
I did. It's like 60 ingredients.
Yeah.
And I usually tell patients, like, if they read their ingredient list and there's more than 12 to 15, there's that 12 to 15 again.
Yes.
If there's more than like 12 to 15 ingredients listed, then suffice to say, there's probably stuff in there that doesn't belong in the body.
And I've noticed you've increased. You used to say 8 to 12.
Yes. So, you know, there are some products out there that that have a lot of real food mm-hmm. in them. And again, if you're reading the ingredient list and you can't pronounce things that are on the ingredient list, that's a red flag.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
But also, if there's more than 12 to 15 ingredients, it's probably pretty clear that there's stuff in there that doesn't belong in the body. And this one has almost 60 ingredients.
Wow.
in it.
Yeah,
that's... Which why a protein shake needs to have 60 ingredients in it is beyond me. It's just crazy. It's like they have to add all this stuff to make it taste the way they want it to taste, I guess, to make it last as long as they need it to last on the shelf, to make it look the way they need it to look, right? It's not just about giving nutrition to people, right? There's a lot at play here.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's the main things is, you know, the artificial flavoring, the maltodextrin, the sucralose, again, just the artificial sugar that, and I think there's like six different forms of sugar in this product, but specifically the sucralose, which is like poison times 10 in the body. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's just scary that this is what we're telling, you know, the elderly to drink.
Absolutely.
And just anybody, even kids, you know, drink this, you know, if your kids are having a hard time, you know, gaining weight or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just sad. And so we just wanted to, I don't know, just talk about that and maybe give some other things.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about some other healthier alternatives. You know, so please look at your labels. I mean, excuse me, look at the ingredients on the label. Look at the ingredients because like Tina said, that's going to tell it all. That's going to say it all. And if you do look at the ingredients on this, and you can look this up, you can Google it and look it up, it actually is pretty scary, all the different ingredients that are in there. And you know, and one of the things too is, you know, these canned and bottled food items and beverages that can stay on the shelf forever,
years and years,
you know, that there's got to be some really, really strong chemical preservatives to keep it edible,
right?
You know, to keep it good from spoiling.
Yeah.
And look, just consider that everything that you put in your body, so all of these ingredients that are not healthy, that are chemicals, that are sugar, this is what you're putting into your body to feed your body, to feed the cells, okay? And you're basically putting chemicals in there, and now you're making it even harder for your body to get rid of these chemicals because these are toxins in your body.
Your body doesn't know what to do with them.
Yeah.
And so it ends up storing them in
Absolutely.
A lot of cases.
Absolutely.
And that, and the storing of that becomes the storing of fat, the storing of toxic buildup, which
exactly.
can turn into cancer. I mean, that's the...
Fatty liver, which can progress to cirrhosis. So yes, these are basically toxins. So you have to look at the ingredients. Okay, so let's switch over. So what would be a healthier alternative? Well, smoothies, okay? A smoothie.
Making your own smoothie.
Making your own
at home,
smoothie.
Right, would be the number one.
Exactly,
thing.
With your own ingredients.
Yeah.
And we make a smoothie here at home every day. Every morning we make a smoothie. And I know we've talked about this many times on our podcast, but it has celery. We put spinach, celery, cucumbers. We use almond milk. You can use coconut milk. You can use almond. You can use water.
Mm-hmm.
You can use water. And but we use almond milk as our liquid base. And we blend it up in our Vitamix. And then we add a scoop of a pea-based protein powder that we actually get from Arbonne.
Yes, and it has double the amount of protein that these shakes do.
Mm-hmm.
So typically people are doing these shakes because they're trying to get more protein, right?
Right.
It's a meal replacement, quick way to get protein in the body. But making your own shake at home does not take that long. And buying a healthy protein powder that you can throw in the shake will give you more protein with less of the chemicals.
That's right. That's right. So we do the protein powder. We also like using flaxseed. So we put a couple tablespoons of flaxseed and then like 6 or 8 cubes of ice. And then we put it back on the Vitamix base and blend it up. And now you've got like a really nice, cool smoothie that is so, so healthy for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can add stuff to it. You know, like let's say that you needed some more fats, healthy fats. You could add coconut oil.
Mm-hmm.
You could add a couple tablespoons of coconut oil. You can add an avocado. What else? What else could we add in there you can add a scoop of peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For more protein.
Mm-hmm. I know sometimes in the afternoon, Tina will come home with the kids and she'll make them like a fruit smoothie and
protein powder and peanut butter.
Yeah. Protein powder and peanut butter. It's,
yeah.
you know, or almond butter, whatever nut butter you want to use.
Mm-hmm.
So you can really like really soup this thing up to make it like super high protein and so, so good for you.
Yeah. And like some people will put chia seeds, you know, if their digestive system needs the coating, they'll put turmeric, cinnamon, because, you know, those things are good for other bodily issues. So that you just add all that stuff into your smoothie and get it all in one shot, right? Yeah. Which is really
so
nice.
Good.
So making yourself a smoothie is a great way to do a replacement for these types of shakes. Other things is just eating healthier snacks during the day that can give you some protein. You know, having a slice of like Ezekiel bread, for example, with a nut butter on it, right?
Yeah, so good.
Is a great way to get some extra protein in your day. And greens give you protein. I know most people don't know that, but like if you make a salad at night for dinner, you can save some of that salad and have it as a snack the next day. You can put canned beans in your salad to give you, again, yet another source of protein from the legumes. So it's easy to take just a thing of salad out of the fridge and eat it as a snack. Raw nuts and seeds. Another great source of protein that you can take on the go with you. You know, like I always tell patients, we make our own trail mix from the bins at Sprouts. You know, we'll get a handful of raw almonds, a handful of raw walnuts, a handful of raw pumpkin seeds, and we just make our own, you know, and we keep that in the refrigerator because it's raw, not salted or roasted. And anything that's raw, you don't want to keep out because it can go rancid, it can spoil. So we put it in the fridge. And it can stay there for weeks, right?
Exactly.
And you just take a little cup and you dip in it and you take it with you on the road, and it's a great snack
raw.
A great source of protein. So
good. Yeah. Yep. Excellent. And it's true. Just amazing sources of protein. You know, Tina mentioned greens having protein. Broccoli is probably one of the highest sources of protein as far as greens go. Mm-hmm. But yes, people talk all the time that, you know, if you are on a plant-based diet, you know, if you're a vegetarian, not eating meats, that you're not going to get enough protein. That is not true.
You do have to eat vegetables, though.
Absolutely.
Because you can be vegan or vegetarian and not eating vegetables.
Sure.
And that's not healthy for you. You just can't eat processed foods and expect to be healthy. But like eating raw, cut-up broccoli with, like, dipping it in hummus is, like, the best protein meal you can eat for yourself. And all that stuff can be done ahead of time. You can go to the store once a week and get your celery and your broccoli and your cucumbers, and you can cut them all up and wash them and have them all ready, just waiting for you to grab and go.
Absolutely.
You know? And so it doesn't have to take a lot of work each day to have a healthy snack or a healthy meal in the moment you need it. Dips like hummus, nut butters, you know, even like celery with nut butter, really another great snack. Apples with nut butters, another great snack. So again, a lot of easy, quick ways to get protein where you don't need drinks like this.
So there you have it.
There's our 12 to 15 minutes
for
today.
That's right. So if you have any questions, if you want to connect with us, you can find us on our website, drlizcruz.com. There's a magenta colored button on the homepage that you can click and schedule a free 30-minute wellness consult. And if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe so that you never miss an episode. And lastly, if you haven't rated us, please rate us and please give us a 5 so that other people just like you will find us faster. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.